All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning and no ending, and He exists without a place. Whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from it. And we ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his kind al family and companions, and to keep us steadfast on the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. Commanding the obligatory ma'roof and forbidding the unlawful munkar. Every accountable person is obligated to perform all the obligations which Allah ordained upon him. One must satisfy their integrals, rukuns, and their conditions, sharts. Also, one must avoid their invalidators. If one sees another person leaving out any of these obligations or performing them incorrectly, one must order him to perform them correctly and force him to do so if able. One must denounce that incorrect performance in one's heart when one cannot force or order its change. This is the least that is required if one was unable to change the unlawful by hand or by tongue. It is obligatory to leave out all the unlawful matters, forbid whoever commits them, and if able, force him not to commit them, or else one must reject those actions in one's own heart. The unlawful haram is what Allah threatened its committer with punishment and promised its avoider with reward. The obligatory wajib is its opposite. We ask Allah to keep us among the defenders of this religion and among those whom are praised in the hadith, "Man ahya sunnati 'inda fasadi ummati kana lahu ajru shahid." This hadith means the one who revives my sunnah, my way, my methodology, at a time when most of the nation will commit wrong acts, has the reward of a martyr. We ask Allah to accept our good deeds and forgive our sins, and Allah knows best.